Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
A strange article in Business Insider saying most South Africans will shop Black Friday for deals, but 7% of us are doing it out of boredom. Did you hear that? Go and find something on Netflix. It'll save you a lot more money. Well, that's my thoughts. But either way, let's ask Maya Fisher-Friend. She's a personal finance journalist at City Press about Black Friday. Good morning. Oh, and we just seem to have lost Maya. Well, let's see. Maya, good morning. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
There we go. So, how big is Black Friday in South Africa? I mean, are we obsessed with it? I seem to be.
Absolutely. I think that Friday is a big thing. I don't think it's quite the size it is, for example, in the US. And I don't know if you've ever been in the US when they've had sales. And I always look at their sales and I think, now those are sales.
We always say that.
80% discounts. You know, and I feel in South Africa, you know, the stores, 20%, 30%. That's nice, but it's nothing like you see sometimes in the US, for example.
Absolutely, so I think, you're right.
Black Friday is a thing, but and South Africans definitely we see especially funny enough for basic items. You'll see people queuing at Checkers, Macro, those kinds of places, especially to pile up on groceries like non-perishables and things like that.
Yeah, it really is a funny thing that we don't really, we think we have a bit of a sales culture here, but we really don't. You know, in London and in New York, there are days that you know that those are sales days, and you want to be around.
Absolutely, you know. I've been in those moments, and I have come back with some fantastically priced shoes. And I always feel like I am definitely looking, shopping around now for Black Friday specials. There's a couple of items I want, and I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, yeah, you know, it's nice. It is, I'm getting it as a discount, but it's certainly not, not bargain basement.
So that's what we have to be aware of. How do we protect ourselves from completely losing it?
Look, I think the first thing you've got to do, and it was quite interesting, this that comment about the boredom. You know those newsletters, you know, you get on your the emails you get, mm-hmm. And the newsletters and the one day only specials, those are so dangerous. Because they literally tap into our fear of missing out. That FOMO is a real thing, it's a psychological thing that we suffer from as humans. And you'll often not think it through. You'll think, oh wow, if I don't take this deal now, it'll be gone forever. Let me take it, without actually thinking it through. Do I need this item? Can I afford this item? You know, was this actually planned for, or am I just getting caught up in hype? So I think for me, the first recommendation would be to actually, you know, let go of those newsletters, unsubscribe to them, and then actively search for what you're looking for. That's what I was doing last night. I need a new appliance, and I actively searched for it. So I'm not being pushed. I'm actively searching for it. I did my analysis. I was comparing prices on different websites. Who was going to give me the bigger deal? Could I use my e-bucks as well? Right. So I think we need to say, to enter into this, to make sure that we win and not the retailers. So it really has to be planned and not just kind of knee jerk.
The other thing that I wanted to ask you about, I was having a conversation with my wife yesterday, and she was saying she saw this on this site, that on that site. She says, but somehow she keeps going back to the Woolworths app. What keeps bringing her back? And we were trying to figure it out. I said, maybe it's just because you're confident with it. It's easy to, you've got used to using it. How does our own behavior or repetitive behavior, or what is it about us that pulls us to certain environments versus others?
Familiarity. You know, it's just familiar. We understand it. We feel comfortable in that space. There's a trust that's been built up over time. You know, if you're buying an appliance from some place, for example, that you've never heard of versus, you know, you're somewhere where you've bought before and you had a good experience. I think, and I don't think that's irrational or unreasonable. Mm. I do think one should sometimes try to move out one's comfort zone because, you know, we do get ripped off we don't shop around. And 100%. I'm always amazed by that. If I go into just different suburbs away from, you know, if I land up at Constantia, you know, the Constantia shops versus just down the road, the Plumstead shops, you know, in Cape Town as an example. You know, if you just shop around a little bit, you realize that, you know, you can really shop for a lot cheaper.
But Constantia is so much more pleasant. That's where you want to be, in Constantia versus somewhere else, even if you don't get a good deal. But so you're saying it is good to actually shop out of your comfort zone, provided there's an element of, provided it's a trustworthy environment.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, obviously at Black Friday specials, it tends to be the big stores anyway, but I would say that certainly applies to things like your Facebook marketplace, Gumtree. You know, people are very hesitant to, you know, to shop in those environments where you don't know who you're dealing with on the other side. So I think you do need to be very, very careful.
Yeah, and in terms of really getting a good deal, there's been a lot of talk about a product being marked $4.99 until a few days before Black Friday. Then it gets written at $6.99, crossed out, and brought back to $4.99. You know, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Anchoring,
I mean, I've actually been somewhere where I've lifted the label up, and underneath was the you know, you could see it had been a cheaper price, and then they taped over it again.
Yeah.
So yes, so part of Black Friday is preparing for it, is actually shopping around beforehand and knowing the price of the item you want to purchase. Mm. So saying, you know, I know that this item normally retails for this price. So, you know, and having a good idea. So that's actually what I do. So last year, I remember I needed some new sheets and linen. So I was going to the shops beforehand and thinking, Graham, what are sheets and linen here at the moment? Making a note of the price so that I wasn't caught up in that sort of, you know, fake markup and markdown. So it is important. It is, you know what this all comes down to? It comes down to being a savvy shopper. Mm. You know, you can walk in blind and you can be ripped off, or you can put a little bit of effort into it and just make sure that you are getting the deal that you think you are.
So maybe a policy should be this, is ahead of these days, you make a list of what you actually want or need to buy. All right, we won't get into the want and need conversation, but what you're choosing to buy, what you think you need. You make your list and make sure then that you understand what the price currently is, because then you're already much more informed. So you know what you want to buy and you're not just buying haphazardly. And then you know where that price is, what that price is. Is it a good idea as well? Because certainly I find that, and I've noticed that about myself, both physically in a store and in an online store. The minute I find one thing that I want to buy and that I've committed in my mind to buy, then I'll go and buy a whole lot of other stuff at the same store. But getting to that point is quite difficult for me. In other words, I'm not going to go through this process of either standing in a queue if I'm there physically or checking out unless I really want that item. But once I'm in, then I'm buying a lot more things. Is that unique to me, or is that common behavioral practice?
I think it's quite common. And I wonder if it isn't something to also do with just the fact that sometimes you're in the mood to shop and sometimes you're not.
Oh.
And the worst time is when you're in the mood for shopping, and then you can often get caught. You're just in that mood. You know, my sister and I were out one day and she said to me, I just feel like I need to spend. so I think you just have to check in with yourself. Are you in a spending mood? And one of the things that I do, especially around times like Black Friday, is even if I go sort of shopping for gifts or I'm in the stores, is just not to take store cards. Look, I don't have store cards.
Right, yeah.
I've shut all my store cards down because I think they're rip-off. Mm. But if you do have store cards, don't take them, because especially at a time like that when you're in a mood to shop, you're being primed, highly primed around marketing and all of that to shop. It just gets a lot easier. And then you say, yes, I know that wasn't on my budget, but if I put it on my store card, then ... So I think you also just need to set up a few hurdles for yourself. And one of the other things that I would recommend you do, especially if you're shopping from a list. So maybe you're doing some festive season shopping, or you're buying those appliances.
Christmas shopping it's a perfect time to do it.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Take a list and even draw the cash that you're prepared to spend rather than taking a card and saying, there's the cash. Because I can tell you, handing over cash is a lot more visible than swiping your card. And you've set this limit because there's an envelope with cash in it, you know. And maybe it doesn't work if you're buying appliance for 10,000 rand. But, you know, for the smaller shopping, I think definitely just go with cash.
Yeah. And I like the point that you made about us being primed. We really are. It starts at the beginning of November, the end of October, where we start looking forward to this Black Friday story. And we are primed. It's almost as though it's our religious obligation to buy something.
Absolutely. And you know, we are marketed to all the time. And it's actually unbelievable when you start to understand the behavioral science behind marketing, and how they use triggers, the kinds of words they use, the times that they will, even on television, that they will air adverts. I mean, now with Netflix and that, those have gone out the window. But, you know, you'd always get the Kentucky Fried Chicken advert at about 6:30 in the evening, you know. So so it's very much, you know, we are primed, and marketers are priming us all the time to spend money. And this buy three, you know, for the price of two, but you actually weren't even going to buy two in the first place. You were only going to buy one. So now you're buying two, which you weren't planning on, because you want to get the third one free, which you really don't need. So you need to just start filtering a lot of that messaging and saying, hold on a second. Am I being primed, and am I being sort of, am I going to be spending more than I planned on?
Absolutely right. Very, very wise advice. Maya Fisher-French, personal finance journalist at City Press. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.